This one's quite interesting, Vic. We've talked about cats so far. Now, Anthea Sam says, how much do dogs understand of humans when you talk to them? There's that famous episode of The Simpsons, isn't there, where the dog in The Simpsons... What's the dog called? I can't remember. What's the dog called in The Simpsons, somebody?
That's my appalling lack of modern cultural knowledge there.
Ah, Ben has just pointed out Santa's Little Helper is the name of the dog. But that they do this wonderful sketch where Homer is berating the dog for something and the dog is sort of looking at him and all the dog hears is blah, 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 biscuits and blah, 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 food. So what's the bottom line on this?
Well, it seems to be that there's actually been a number put on the number of words that a dog can understand of sort of in the human lexicon, I guess, and that's approximately 200. That was a dog called Rico, which sadly passed away in 2008, but it was a dog that was studied at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, and they do a lot of work on this stuff, sort of understanding how dogs have adapted to sort of human culture and language. But that seems to be the maximum, and it does really, really vary according to breed. Rico is a border collie, and that's a working dog that's really been trained for its ability to be able to understand and work with a man to sort of obviously to sort of run sheep and respond to those commands. So that's something that's been bred into that line. And when you have dogs, breeds that are maybe bred for their appearance more so, they might be suffering a little bit on the intellect there.
Oh dear. Certainly, my mum had a dog. Unfortunately, he has now died as well, but he had an exceptional vocabulary. And the other thing that they were saying dogs seem to be able to do is, I mean, the experiments with Rico that you were saying there, they would have him in a room and say, go and get a toy of type X from the room next door, and then not include that toy in a lineup of toys that he did know the name for. And he would assume that because he didn't know what that toy was named and he had been told to go and get things that he didn't have the name for, that must be the one. And that's the same sort of learning process that three-year-old kids shows. It's quite extraordinary that they're able to do this. But then on the other hand, given that they are mammals and so are we and we have common ancestors, is it so surprising?
It is extraordinary. I think it does show a level of sort of adaptation and how quickly it's been bred into dogs, into their breeding lines, that they can kind of cope with this sort of communication with humans. The other thing that they've shown in these kinds of tests is that there seems to be a real connection with the dog, between the dog and their owner. So the specific human that the dog's associated with, that they're more likely to understand, follow the commands, and even respond to their facial expressions if they're the dog's owner and they recognise that person.
And equally, owners respond to the dog's expressions as well, don't they?
Quite.
Vic, thank you.